Now, back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs. Phone lines are open. Reach out and touch Jeff at 367-1240.
And we are back for almost 5 minutes after 11 o'clock, our Mellow Joy coffee time. As oft is the case on Thursday's busy show, my pleasure to welcome back into the studio New Iberia Mayor Freddie DeCourt. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Happy to have you. You know, when I started to listen back to the meeting Tuesday night, and Ricky was leading the meeting and mentioned you weren't feeling well, I'm like, hold it, did Bob send me, video Bob send me the wrong file? I thought maybe it was a repeat from a few weeks ago.
I've been sick twice. I've worked Ricky. Ricky's worked harder than Dan ever did. I mean, I think Dan ran one meeting. Ricky's had to run two this first year. Yeah, not fun, but feeling a lot better.
Good to hear. I know before we jump into Tuesday's meeting, which, again, you unfortunately weren't able to be there, but I'm sure you're very familiar with what went on and leading up to it. But you had an opportunity, though, Saturday to do a whole bunch of things leading up to St. Patrick's Day and some other events.
Saturday was a good day. We planted trees in the morning. Councilwoman Dee Dee Reed had organized that. And we planted trees along with many other people. Councilwoman Brooke Marcotte was there and a ton of people from the community. It was great to see that many kids from Boys and Girls Club and people from all over the community come out. So we planted a bunch of trees Saturday, and that was a lot of fun. And then Saturday afternoon, this is the fifth year that I am honored to be able to turn the fountain green in honor of St. Patrick's Day. And it's kind of coincides. It's the fifth year I've been. It started the year I got back as mayor. So the year I got to be the mayor. So it's been a lot of fun. And so held that event. We had kind of hesitated a little bit. And then we said, well, it's all outside. People can spread out. So we went ahead and did that. I saw Chicago dye the river green. So I said, okay, I don't feel too bad. They didn't have the parade and everything. But I said, okay. We didn't skip out. So, yeah, those two events made a busy day for me. But a fun day. So that was really good. And anyway, felt fine till Monday night. Ricky and I actually went together to DOTD to try to move the frontage road forward, because remember, that's some property we can incentivize and probably end up with a couple of other big boxes there. And that meeting ended up going very well, moved some things off of dead center and got that moving. Came home and got sick, but anyway, it's all good.
Right. You don't have to mention where you ate lunch that day, but I just wonder if that was part.
I don't know.
We don't know, so we'll stay silent on that.
Yes,
for now.
Because lunch was really good. Yeah. I'd hate to slander him.
Yeah. There you go. Anything else going on in town of note?
You know, we're beginning to hear that some money will come our way from the stimulus package. Don't have any of the details.
From what Larry was thinking, it sounds fairly substantial.
Yes, though. It does. And so I've been kind of Googling. I did that while I was down. And kind of trying to figure out what the strings are, what the parameters are, those kind of things, because I do know that this money is not like the reimbursements from the CARES Act. This money will definitely come with some strings. So trying to quickly figure that out so that we can be ready to put it to the best use we can for the community. But I've been busy with that, and then I got a lot going on. We trying to organize some tours. There's a little group meeting. I left that meeting this morning that I'm trying to organize. Kind of a little regional approach, as the lieutenant governor has promoted, that I was involved in some Zoom calls months ago of kind of his staycation and promoting us as regions and just beginning to try to network with other areas of our region to kind of get that going. Just busy. You know, we're doing internal every quarter. We do internal budgets. And between the COVID and the 2 days I missed this week, I've been really busy trying to catch up with the internal budgets, because we try to do that every quarter so we can really make sure everybody stay in right where they need to, and those budget meetings just help to communicate and to kind of see the red flag of what's coming. We approved the roof for the new gym at the council meeting. At the new gym, have those coming. The 911 building, we approved that at the council meeting. That was
the old 911,
the old 911, which is now more police area, and then it's going to be our training center for the whole city, a meeting area for the whole city to utilize, and for all my departments to utilize, where 9-1 was. And then I had gym roof on my mind, because we are now beginning to do the design work for those roofs, because both of those roofs are coming, and I have to meet with the architects, I'm hoping maybe tomorrow or Monday. But a lot going on.
There you go. Yeah, also, there's some talk about some work at the Sliman, the roof where it reaches the marquee. What was that?
Yeah, that's part of the deal. We kind of added that in with the to get a better price. We added that small roof in with the large area of roofing with the 911 building. And we're very, you know, everybody knows the story. A truck hit the marquee. We got a grant to do the top of $50,000. We settled for $40,000 for the truck damage and then negotiated with the sign company to do it for what we settled for. So that got all of the what you see on the marquee all fixed. But unfortunately, behind it, there's a flat roof, and that roof is in dire need of replacement. And there's some structural steel that runs under there. I mean, if you let that go too long, our beautiful new marquee is going to start coming apart. So we knew we had to do that, so we added that roof in with the 911, and actually I think that it was successful in getting us a better price. And so that's the other portion of that project.
All right. As always, a short agenda doesn't necessarily translate to a short meeting.
Nope.
A lot of discussion about dumpsters at storage facilities, and I have a little personal thought on this because I managed a storage facility before I got into radio.
Give it to me.
After my years of college radio, before I moved down here, I did manage a big, large self-storage facility. And, of course, we wouldn't put a dumpster out there because all we know is that people would dump their junk in there. And the idea was to store your stuff. Don't leave us your junk.
Yeah.
And so, for us, it was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. We had a few issues that put this on the radar of the ordinance committee because we have had a few complaints. So, as our ordinances do sometimes, they become more and more comprehensive and, you know, larger and larger. But our ordinance group does a really good job, and it takes a lot of time. I mean, I sit in every one of those meetings. Councilwoman Deidre Ledbetter chairs that, and it's a lot of work. Sometimes, you know, things grow. As you begin to, you know, you have an attorney, you have the clerk, you have council members, you have staff members, you have Jane from Planning and Zoning, and also does Main Street and has, you know, just probably the most governmental experience in a room. And so when you begin to flesh these things out, they get larger and larger. It's very difficult, I'm finding. And we're beginning to try to attack specific problems. And when you go down that road of a specific problem, it just becomes, it grows on you. Let's just put it that way. And so the last two, if you look at the garage sale one prior to that and this one, you know, caused and sparked a lot of discussion. I love discussion. You know that. I keep us there all night. I mean, to me, that's the whole point of government. You want the sausage, you got to watch it being made. So I love that part of our job and of my council. Both councils, this council and the previous council, have been great at communicating and great at talking. And kind of, I like people to see government at work. So there was a lot of discussion. We had some business owners come, and basically, you know, my crust that I got was, the climatized storage buildings, no one's putting junk in there because they're paying a high price to air condition their stuff, so there's really nothing that's going to get thrown away. And then the other ones that aren't climatized, you know, basically said, you know, we haven't had any issues. And that point was brought up more than once, just like you're saying. If you put a dumpster there, people are going to say, oh, well, I'll ride by there, you know, I'll go by my storage unit and I'll throw this bag of garbage away. And you multiply that times 200 people in a storage unit, you know, your dumpster's always going to be full. So we kind of had some discussions. I wasn't there again, but I saw it and, you know, heard all the discussion back and forth, and then it ended up, you know, not going anywhere. But, I think discussion's good. I think that, input from the public's good. I don't know if that'll be a blast email, but, Ricky and I had talked, and so I had with some of the business owners that called us that, you know, when we're doing an ordinance that's going to affect a business, you know, I think in the future I'm going to make it a point to reach out to a few of those. I'm not going to be able to email everybody. I'm not going to blast this all over everywhere. But I think that it
– a small committee of voices.
It does there, make you know? Sense that that we should call a few people. You know, if I'd known you managed one, I could have called you, you know. So I think that point is well taken that when we – begin to do something that affects me. I'm a business guy. I'm a property guy. I understand all that. So I think in the future, you know, lesson learned that we will kind of involve people as we're, you know, trying to put something together to present to the council. But like I said, I'm proud of my council. They discuss things well, and, you know, nobody takes it personal, and everybody just kind of keeps moving. But I wish I'd been there. I was you know, I'm very much under the weather, and I wasn't in a place that you would want to be, but the whole time I was like, man, I wish I could be at my meeting. So, anyway.
All right. At this point, are they still being live streamed live? I know they're recorded.
No, they had done that. They're just recorded. They had done that during COVID, but we had to bring somebody in to do that, and so they're just recorded.
Gotcha, gotcha. But they are then available on YouTube and also AOC.
AOC, right? YouTube, and they, you know, they play a couple of weeks.
And again, Video Bob gets me the audio, and I try and share it the next day.
And
as
I appreciate
well.
That because, I mean, you're you know, close to live. I love the comments. I love the fact that, you know, people can call in. So it's just another outlet. So I really appreciate you do that.
No. Okay. Also had an opportunity to hear from a former member of the council, Sherry Guidry, and her new role with Shea Hope.
Yeah. Yeah. I was excited. I knew she was going to take that job. Her and I talked, and she had told me that she was going to, you know, go on with them. And I really think she's got all the skill set and will do a great job. So I missed that, too. I heard that our audio was cutting up when she was speaking.
There's a little
something was popping.
Yeah.
So we actually have, and Aaron, our clerk, has done a very good job of that. We finally got all our prices back, and we're actually getting a new system. We had the money for it, and so now we're trying to, I want to say, speed it up. We are working toward procuring that as quickly as we can. So I'm glad we finally settled on a vendor and have that coming, because that system has been giving us trouble.
All right. Also, a virtual presentation by students at Westgate on something they had attended years past, the New Era program.
Yes, yes, yes. I saw that, and it's always exciting to, you know, see our youth involved and, you know, trying to make a difference.
All right. Again, we talked about the one ordinance. There was a resolution up, and again, we talked a little bit about that already, too. So
the roof, yes.
Yeah, Kevin Zarang presented the year-to-date budget report for the start of the fiscal year through the end of January. Anything?
Yes.
Any anomalies?
No, not really. Things are going good, and then you see now the budget meetings we're in, we're working through, you know, bringing it to current to now, and so I'm getting a sneak peek of kind of the next one early. That's how we do it, and things are looking good. I have to compliment all of my department heads, you know, except when something breaks, something that, you know, you don't expect. People are doing a really good job of sticking to our budgets.
All right. I want to talk about one of your regular announcements lately has been the MS4 Stormwater Survey, encouraging residents. Talk a little bit about that, what it does, the process of looking at that survey.
Yeah, MS4 was kind of mandated by the state with no money, and they basically said, you got to do this. So it all involves our stormwater runoff. That's the simple answer. And so from grass clippings in our drain, which is a big problem for us, and we wish people would turn the lawnmower the other way. And we developed a letter, and we send a letter when we see that happening. The new one is the trash that's blowing from dumpsters that is beginning to get in our drains and stuff. It's from simple issues like that to more complicated issues of car washes. I mean, if you read the thing to the letter of the law, you know, I can't wash a cop car at City Hall, you know. At some point, we'll be installing a all-in water separator at Public Works for washing down equipment and those kind of things. We've changed the way we do it now, but that'll be the next big expense. And there, we hired Bayrod and Habits, and they handle our reporting for us. They also handle the parishes, and it is just a total, you know, big package of guidelines on how to manage your stormwater runoff. So that's something that we're working through, but part of it is a public piece. You know, don't pollute the water that's going into Bayou Teche. You know, don't throw it into our drainage system. Again, the grass clippings, whatever. So we have a public piece. We've done some things with the schools and got some pamphlets out in the schools. But there are some markers that we, you know, need to try to follow over this plan. And it, of course, is ramping up on us. I mean, we're getting to the point that we're coming into some areas that are going to cost some money. I really do think you're going to see that some of the President Biden's relief package, a lot of it is used for infrastructure. I already know that, of sewer, water, and electrical. Well, I got sewer, but I also have water in the fact of drainage. So I might be able to use some of that money, which would kind of ramp up some of the MF4 requirements and just get them done. So I am interested to see that. That is on my radar, because that all-in water separator would be probably $250,000.
Mm.
You know, so I didn't have that in the budget when they told me I had to get it. So I'm hoping that would be a big relief if I could, you know, cordon off a piece of that. So MS4, you'll hear about it, because part of it I have to document every time we talk about it or mention it at a meeting. It's a way to go toward our credit for our, you know, public awareness.
All right. Anything else going on you want to share?
Oh, you know, trying to hunt down a few new grants. We heard about a few new things, so we're working on that. Like I said, I just left a meeting on a regional tourism idea that we're trying to put together. It's premature, but we're working on it. You know, council's starting to kind of come back with feedback on the money that they have for each district. So I look for that to start ramping up, that we'll begin to plan and spend money in each district, which you know, I can't wait. And really, you know, just kind of looking forward, seems like restrictions are easing up. You see that things are happening. Today I had originally that it would have been the Festival of Live Oaks this coming weekend.
Yeah.
Now it's in July, but, you know, it's not canceled.
June, I believe.
June, I'm sorry. Yeah. But it's not canceled. It's coming, okay? And so, you know, it's good to see that people are talking about events, and it's actually June 12th.
There we go.
But people are talking about events again, and, you know, you hear – maybe Sugarcane Festival, you hear Gumbo Cook-Off, you hear, you know, maybe this year will be the year we get to do a little Halloween thing and do a little Halloween parade and some kind of little baby festival. So I'm just getting excited that the world's opening up. I can't get the vaccine. I have to wait 90 days from having COVID. So I got it marked on the calendar. I'm hoping by that time they'll let me take it because, you know, I wanted to get it before, but I couldn't. When am I too young for anything? That cracked me up.
You, huh?
I'm like, what the... Anyway, so I don't know. I'm just excited that, you know, the year's progressing, going into the spring, and I just see that we're going to make it a good year. We already are. I mean, if you look at this year, you know, we've had our turmoils, to say the least, but over the last year. But I don't know. I think people are ready to get out. You see people out and about more. I was glad to see that the bars are kind of beginning to get back to normal, as well as other businesses. So I'm just encouraged, and it makes you appreciate, you know, maybe some of the things we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I'm taking it as a, you know, a good life lesson. Party on as much as you can.
Any economic development news? I keep hearing about some sort of kind of box store on Admiral Doyle.
Yeah, I've been hearing that too, and it's been going around. And remember I told you I would never ask permission if I could say something
right,
for a year I couldn't tell you about the chicken place that didn't open on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a, you know, no one told me I could or couldn't. So I keep hearing that that's what's coming at the old stage.
Yeah.
And I'll be very excited if that's the truth, but I kind of think it is. No one's contacted me. I mean, the city hasn't had to do anything. But I keep hearing that they're coming, so that would be great because it is a big box and it is, you know, another outlet, another business, more jobs, more taxes.
And it is more than just robbing Peter to pay Paul.
It is. It's a different. That's right. That's exactly right. I don't think it will conflict because we don't have a store like that.
Yeah.
You know, and developers are starting to mill around. We're actually putting a package together from the master study presentation that we're spending money to do it. I mean, we've got to market this place. And they're putting together a couple-of-minute clip that I'll be able to start emailing to developers. And so I've been kind of checking my database and coming up with developers and getting ready so that as soon as that's done and proofed and, you know, everybody says it's good, I won't look at it because, you know, I've never seen myself on TV. I've never watched any of the master study stuff. I probably wouldn't come back. So, but if they tell me it's good enough, okay, use it. But I just want a tool to be able to give developers that, you know, kind of shows our town, shows the layout. My police department has been doing some fun video with the drone, and so I'm kind of hoping we can mesh all that together and come up with something that's really kind of eye-popping that I can get these developers' attention. You know, the frontage road, now that seems to be finally, you know, the engineering should get let pretty soon. And then once I have some plans, once we can concrete say, you know, here's the plans and here's the bid date, then we'll start contacting those developers on that piece of property, because since the city owns it, it can really be highly incentivized. And then I'm beginning to look at some annexation possibilities. We got to grow this place. We need more ground. We definitely do.
And I know this has been on your mind since you were mayor pro tem.
It has. And kind of back then, we didn't get to move the ball too much. We tried a few times, and it just didn't grab root. I'm trying a different route this time that I don't think basically – meeting with some property owners that are adjacent to the city, and if they request in, then there's no debate. There's no politics involved. So probably need some incentives to do that, but that's what we're working on. So we're kind of coming up with a plan, and I think you'll see in the next few months we'll start officially talking about it. But if we can get some people interested, I think the city has a lot to offer in road and sewer. When you look at this, I want to see how this relief package is. You know, we're looking at starting our road bond at the end of the year. We've already hired the engineers. If there's a way that I could spend money on that and speed that up, I'd speed it up even faster. I drive these same roads every day. If there's a way to, in addition to that, to put some new roads in and say, okay, here's a road annexed into the city, here's your sewer, and now you sell your property and you make money, and businesses come, and it's good for everybody, that could be a real winner. It's easy to annex a property that's adjacent to you, especially if you have a border that's contiguous. So you can't really hop down the highway like you used to be able to call flagpole annexation. I tried that. I got shot down. You know, they don't let you do that anymore. I was doing all kind of – I had a map that was, nuts. But you'd have been driving down the road in 5 miles before New Iberia to said, welcome to New Iberia, because I would have flagpole and caught something on the end. Well, the annexation attorney told me, that's an old trick that they closed the door on. So
has to be some connection to existing city property.
Yes, yes. And you're supposed to grow, from your line out. You know, like I said, there are a few instances you can do a little bit of that, but
it seems like the town down the road.
Well, that's where I got the idea. I mean, that's all they did. Everywhere you look, and then when you go to the map, they literally just ran down some highways. And so I thought it was a great idea, but that got shot down. So anyway, we're looking at doing it, of course, the right way. But I do think that in some areas we need some commercial development. In some areas we need to have another residential product. You know, we have some great subdivisions, and some of them sell quickly. We only have one or two very small, not large gated communities. But I think that product of the new $250,000 house that young people would buy, $300,000 house maybe, but, that product is not here. Some will say we can't support that, but I really don't believe that. You look at Turner, who's going to the port. I go out there tomorrow and get to see the governor, okay? That's, a huge business, huge, just a giant company. And them coming are, that's new jobs, that's new people. Somebody's got to run it. You're going to have some people in those executive positions that are going to look to live here. Well, we need to have that product. Same thing. I mean, it's far away that it's in, would have loved to have had it. But, Amazon, that's not going to be the only thing that comes once that big center opens. And I know it's, we'll just say half hour down the road. Someone could find New Iberia, on the map and see what a quaint, charming, lovely little town it is and want to live here. But you got to have that product. So anyway, that's something that's on the radar and that we are talking about and beginning to plan to, they won't be able to say I didn't try.
There you go. Mayor, always a pleasure. Appreciate you joining us, usually the Thursdays following city council meetings, and look forward to the next time.
Thank you very much.